This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Hello and welcome. It is the June 4th edition of the program. Welcome on inside from our press box level studios here at Busch Stadium. My name is Brett McMillan. Glad that you are alongside for this yet another edition of the Cardinals Insider Podcast. And today we are talking baseball, but much like, it seems everyone else in St. Louis, we're going to talk a little hockey, too. Now, if you're not a big hockey fan, please don't put us on pause or stop the podcast. We are not going to be talking X's and O's of hockey, but rather about the really unique and I think special would be an okay word to use. It's probably overused in general in sports, but I think in this situation it really rings true. A special relationship between the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Blues. Of course, any time that a team makes a final or a championship series, you're typically going to see the other teams in a given market putting things out there online or saying nice things about support for that other team. And of course, that's genuine. But I think with the Cardinals and the Blues, it goes just a little bit beyond that even. I think that there is just such a mutual admiration and respect, and you can really tell it as you walk around our offices. People genuinely are rooting for the Blues and really hoping them well, and they want to see after 49 years not the Blues not just get back but capture their first ever Stanley Cup. It would be good for St. Louis, good for the region, and good for what we call Team STL. You've probably heard that before. So that's what we're diving into on today's podcast, just talking about the relationship a little bit between the Cardinals and the Blues, or rather we're going to let you hear from some Cardinal players and some Blues players and let them tell you about what is there and what it means to them to see one organization support the other. So that is ahead here in just a couple of minutes, but before we do that, I want to tell you about a seriously great deal. I'm pretty shocked by this number, but I think it's a pretty cool chance for you to come down to the ballpark as the Cardinals and the Post-Dispatch are teaming up to bring fans a great deal on tickets. For a limited time, you can see the Cardinals host the Marlins June 17th through the 20th, and it is just $5. That's it. $5 to get into Busch Stadium to watch the Cardinals host the Marlins. To purchase or for complete details, visit cardinals.com/post. All right, so let's get right to this. My colleague with Cardinals Insider Television, Emily Stevens, did a TV piece. We'll call it a companion piece to this podcast we're doing here. And that piece will air, goodness, I've got to think about when it'll come out here. June the 9th, I want to say, is when it's set to air. You can also check your local listings at cardinals.com/insider or head to youtube.com/cardinals. You can watch the story or the full episode that it will air in there. So she did a lot of the legwork, in fact, all of these interviews, and I'll kind of set up a couple of bites, but if she's on mic, I'm going to let her ask the questions. And that's where we'll start, is with Adam Wainwright. She talked to him about his love for the Blues, why he and Yachty are so frequently seen at St. Louis Blues hockey games, how he came to enjoy the sport of hockey, why it's important to him for St. Louis to come together and for two great St. Louis organizations to support each other. So here it is, pinch hitting for me, asking questions. It's Emily Stevens talking to Adam Wainwright on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
All right, so first, I guess, tell me about your love for the Blues.
Well, it's evolved over the years because I didn't watch hockey from South Georgia. You don't watch hockey. It's not on TV. It's not, you're lucky if you can find the Stanley Cup Finals on TV, and where I'm from in my hometown. And people in Georgia, just, you know, South Georgia, there's no snow or ice around anywhere. We just don't really evolve to hockey. You got football and golf and baseball and tennis and all the warm sports. That's really what Georgia's kind of known for following. But being here, you know, over the last, like, 5 years, you know, some of my former teammates who grew up here, like Kyle McClellan, those guys just loved the Blues and always talked to me about the Blues. The guys I go hunting with up here in the off season, and they're crazy about the Blues, the Drury brothers and Aaron Bennett, a bunch of my friends that live up here in St. Louis, they're constantly talking about the Blues. And so, you know, I started engaging a little bit more, watching it, getting to know some of the players helps a lot too. Got to know Petro a few years back and got to do a couple of charity fundraisers with Alex, and it's been really neat. And getting to see Vladdy here a couple of times, and a couple of guys go through the clubhouse. We had Pat Maroon in here the other day, and it was just neat to see a local guy, you know, who's done so great on the national stage and, you know, had the winning goal, is out there pummeling people, knocking them all around the ice. It's just been fun for me to be a part of that. And with my family, my daughters now are obsessed with the St. Louis Blues. That's their favorite thing to watch, more than baseball. So it's been cool.
Now, so I've been to 5 playoff games, and I feel like every time I'm there, I see you and Yachty up on the scoreboard. What's it like just being there with Yachty and cheering on the Blues?
Well, that, you know, Yachty's kind of my go-between, right? Like, I'm like, hey, Yachty, what do you think about going to the Blues game tonight? Because he's got hookups all around this city that even I don't have, you know, from being here a long time and getting to know the right people. And hey, yeah, you want to go? Yeah, come on, let's go. And so his family, my family have gotten close over the years, and you know, he does a great job including me, and I do a great job of asking to be included. So it's a fun time. But, you know, it's Yachty and I have been through a lot of battles together. It's fun to go and watch, cheer somebody else on as just friends rather than, you know, having the uniform on ourselves.
And how about the Blues right now? I mean, obviously it's a pretty exciting time. Do you think you're going to be able to make it to any more of the games possibly? Yeah. I know you guys are trying.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to get to I think it's their second game at home. I believe we have an off day, and so barring any it's a Monday, right? Barring any rainouts or whatnot, we should be at the game that night. We'll be there in spirit if we're not, but I think we're going to try to be there at the game. And I know a couple of our other players have already looked into trying to get in some tickets too, so we should have a good show in there. And we need to return the favor to Boston. We owe Boston a whooping since the last time they beat us in the World Series twice in a row. So we need to bring the cup back to St. Louis.
What did it mean to you to see a couple of the Blues players here the day after they clinched that spot to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals? They came here to see you guys. What did that mean to you to see them up on the court?
For both games, too. You know, there was a long day of baseball for them. They stayed and watched both games, a lot of those guys. And so it was special to us. You know, we've got the Blues game on at all times, you know, whether we're home or a road, we found a way to get that thing on in the clubhouse. We've been watching every game, so it's neat for those guys in there that have been watching them to kind of meet a person to go with the guy you see on the TV too, and kind of, you know, it's one big family here in St. Louis. We're all rooting for each other.
Emily also caught up with Yadier Molina. This all, by the way, was happening, I should have mentioned this probably at the top, but all of this happening at the onset of the Stanley Cup, before Game 1 had been played as well. So you'll hear references to the Bruins and the series as if it has not been played yet, and that is because at the point where these things were recorded, it had not been played yet. So, Yadier Molina, definitely as big a Blues fan as Adam Wainwright, maybe bigger. He did a few quick ones with Emily, and the first one that she asked him was just, hey, the Blues, you're from Puerto Rico, not exactly a hockey hotbed, so how did you come to love the Blues, and what is it that you like about this sport and this team?
Yeah, I love them. I mean, I love them. I like the game. My son started playing hockey, so I even I got more love for the game now. I love this team. I mean, obviously, I support them. It was an up and down year for them, but I'm happy where they are right now.
Yachty and Waino, certainly a dynamic duo, both as battery mates, and then also when they're at those games, you've seen them before, I'm sure, or seen video of it online of them hyping up the crowd on the big board at the Blues game. That's been so much fun, I think, for everyone. So Yachty talks a little about that. He and Waino and other players just heading out and supporting the Blues.
We want to support the city. We want to support the team. We want to be there for the team. I mean, trying to help them, helping them to have a good game and be there for them.
Emily and Adam talked about it a moment ago, but that doubleheader against the Royals just one day after the Blues had clinched their first trip to the Stanley Cup Finals in 49 years, and a great majority of the Blues players, a good handful, showed up and took in not just one, but both games of that doubleheader. That's pretty impressive, considering they just had a pretty busy and jubilant evening, I'm sure. So they asked, or Yachty was asked about that. What did that mean to you to look up and see those guys in the stands, even though they had just gone through one of the biggest nights of their lives just a few hours beforehand?
That was awesome. Great moment. I mean, they went inside, spent time with us, and I get to know one of the guys, Pat Maroon. I haven't met him before. Nice guy. I'm just a humble guy. I'm happy for that time.
All right, so that's Cardinal players. Let's talk a little about Blues players now, as we went up to the suite that they were in, and Emily got the chance to grab a few quick thoughts from both Pat Maroon and Joel Edmondson. We'll give you those bites in a minute and let you hear from those guys about what the other side of this thing looks like from the Blues perspective, being supported by the Cardinals. But first, want to remind you that Outdoors Night, presented by Missouri Conservation Heritage Foundation, returns to the ballpark on Monday, June 17th. Now, with the purchase of a special theme ticket, you can take home a Cardinals fishing shirt. Get your Outdoors Night tickets at cardinals.com/theme. It is a navy blue shirt. It's got Cardinals in script across a patch just above one of the pockets on the left panel of the shirt, all just below the shoulder or so, maybe between kind of where your heart would be and your shoulder. So it's a sharp-looking shirt, and if you're a fisherman or an outdoorsman or someone that just enjoys being out there, why not? I think that it would be a lot of fun to get out and experience nature and bring the Cardinals along with you. Cardinals.com/theme for those tickets. All righty, the big rig, Pat Maroon. He, of course, won that dramatic series against Dallas by putting a goal past fellow St. Louis and Ben Bishop a couple rounds ago. And then the Blues triumphed over the Sharks, and now they are playing in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Boston Bruins. Pat Maroon has in very many ways, I think, been kind of a face of this whole thing, a St. Louisan, and a guy that has rallied and had some big moments here this season for his hometown team. Emily caught up with him and asked, hey, seeing Yachty and Waino at your games, and remember, this is being asked to him as he stands at a Cardinal game just a day after winning the Western Conference Final, but she asked, what does seeing those Cardinal players at your games mean to you?
Oh, it's been amazing. Just to see them in the fans just gets the fans going. They brought championships back to the city, and I feel like it's a baseball city, and to see them on the Jumbotron every night, it means the world to the players, and to see the Cardinals and St. Louis Blues action, like getting the community together and having us here today, it's awesome.
It's one thing to come out to a Cardinal game, support the Cardinals, but I think I mentioned it earlier, for many of these guys, if not all of them, if they've never been to this point before in their hockey career, this is the one of the biggest 24-hour spans in their life, and they chose to spend it at the Blues game. So a fair question, out of all the things you could be doing, or a Cardinals game rather, out of all the things you could be doing, why did you choose to come out to the ballpark just a couple of hours after winning the Western Conference?
Well, I've been a Cardinals fan since I was born. I'm from St. Louis, and that's the only thing I know. In 06, they won. 2011, I was here for both of them, and the city's brought, I mean, they bring the city together, I feel like. And but like we talked about, it's bringing the players together and the Blues and the Cardinals and hanging out together. It's pretty cool, and it's pretty neat, and it's a beautiful day out today, and it's good to be out.
It about broke the internet after game number six, people saying, boy, there really is something about St. Louis kids in game number sixes. That was after Maroon scored his game-winning goal in game six to send the Blues to the Western Conference Finals and beat the Dallas Stars. And, of course, people were alluding to David Freeze, Game 6 of the 2011 World Series, hitting a walk-off home run against the Texas Rangers. So guys from St. Louis, I guess, do come in clutch in Game 6s for whatever reason. Here's what Pat had to say about that.
Yeah, I guess Game 6 is it's been a ringing number for everyone. But I think, yeah, just Boston's a good team, and we're excited for the challenge, another challenge ahead of us. And we've been a team that's been down and out. It reminds me of the St. Louis Cardinals in 2011 when they were in last place, and just like us. So it's just everything's coming back full circle for the city, and the city's going nuts, and we're all excited, and it's cool to just all come together as a team, I would call it, because we're all a team, and the fans deserve it, we deserve it, and to bring the Cardinals players to the game, I mean, it's just everything's just amazing, and hopefully we can win four games. We have four more games to go, and let's close this thing out.
Now, Pat's from St. Louis, so, you know, obviously he grew up a Cardinal fan. Just about anybody born here is a Cardinal fan in some form or fashion, which is awesome. One of the things that I love about St. Louis. But Joel Edmondson, not from St. Louis. So a perspective from him, you know, a guy that didn't grow up here. This is just the lone thing we'll let you hear from Joel. But he's not from here. But he sees Yadi and Waino at the games. He feels that support. And he goes to the ballpark, apparently, based on this answer. So here's what Joel had to say about this whole thing. Being an outsider, not a Cardinal, not a St. Louis, and just a guy playing hockey, but what he thinks of this Team STL relationship.
It's been great. We try to get to the ballpark as much as we can. And to see guys like that at our games, it means a lot. And it just shows the support of the whole city. And, you know, the city's a sports town, so they love their hockey, they love their baseball, and we just love the support from the Cardinals.
Pretty cool. Neat to live in a city where there's so much support between two institutions that really mean a lot in this region, the Cardinals and the Blues. As I speak right now, the Stanley Cup Final still ongoing. Hopefully it ends with a parade down Market Street here in St. Louis. There have been a lot of people that have been waiting a long, long time to see that, so it'll be an emotional day, hopefully one very soon, if it hasn't already occurred by the time you dial this up and listen to it. For Joel Edmondson, Pat Maroon, Yadier Molina, Adam Wainwright, and my co-worker, Emily Stevens, appreciate all of those folks and their contributions to this episode, and appreciate you listening. Podcast with an S at cardinals.com is the email. I'd love to hear from you. You can check out our Cardinals Insider TV show at youtube.com/cardinals or get local listings to watch over the air at cardinals.com/insider. We're here with you on this program anywhere that you get your podcast, plus cardinals.com/podcast, and we debut every single Tuesday during the baseball season. It's been fun for everybody involved with the show. My name is Brett McMillan. Talk to you next week on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.